Clanksby Hill. We had a very long, made Norwegian-style sledging.
No, not that.
We battled down, we hit what else we
did. Go and find her.
Where are you going, Master? For a drink.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Three butter beers and some ginger and lime, please.
Six shots of giggle water.
Pete Earl Grey hot.
This snake juice is basically rat poison. I've spent my whole life right here in Lackawanna County.
A drink, I like it.
I know, it's great, right?
Another!
Everything loses. All hope is lost.
What? Why?
That's so that we can actually then go into Return of the Jedi of Choose Your Own Adventure. And then we have space wizard ghosts guide us to victory.
No, I'm generally and they all live right? happily ever after. But here I'm just like, and we all died. The end.
Embracing the stupid, but to the
everybody
end
dies.
Degree.
The
got
end.
It. Got it.
I'm not gonna lie. We embraced the stupid so well that when Dog Meat the Feral Teletubby died, I was legitimately sad.
That was a fictionalization, a figment of your own imagination that you were like, Dog Meat the Feral Teletubby that we fell in love. It was like, no, it was just some rustling in the wind over there with eyes in the trees.
No, that
it
was
also rustled my heart.
No,
rustled
no.
My heart.
It's a whole character now. That's how we do things around here.
Listen, if Pixar can do it with the death of Bing Bong, then I'm allowed to be sad with the death of Dog Meat the Daryl Farrell Teletubby.
I knew I should
head.
Have taken a shot
okay.
before we started oh. recording. I knew it. I didn't. And I knew I should.
I'm already ahead of you, buddy. Already
that's
ahead of
ale
you.
Ale That doesn't count unless there's some
it's
bourbon
Blackberry
in there.
It's Blackberry Ale 8. It's the only thing that counts.
We're not going down that rabbit hole. Okay.
If there's a hole of rabbits, I'm going down every time.
Well, after more time than we thought, we are back with Choose Your Own Adventure. And if you've just stumbled into this strange pub,
yay.
You're listening to a doctor, a lawyer, a pilot, and a professor walk into a bar. And tonight, we're gathered around our high top table. We are the weirdos in the corner who are rolling dice and reading off of cards as we embark on our second episode in our war against the evil power master.
I know it's extra editing work, but there, I mean, I'm picturing this like previously on, and you just do.
Every time I try to do a previously on, I totally forget which episode it came from, and then it's just not worth the effort. And I'm like, yeah, close enough. So when we last were embarking on our voyage, we are the fast action response team of the Lacunian government.
Yes.
We are an eclectic bunch. We were fighting the evil power master. He has evil machinations, and that's really about all we know. He's just evil for the sake of evil, which is, you know, my ideal villain. So when we last squared off with the evil power master, he actually blew up Haymog, an entire planet. So tonight we have three options on where we would like to go. We can travel to the void of Nero, Silica, or Fallop. So where would you find fast action response team members like to travel tonight?
I say Fallop because that sounds like a fun word to say.
Are we so we? I'm looking at the map here. He blew up Haymog. Did we go back?
We never left Lacus. We were standing there in the halls.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's right.
And then he just shoots a Death Star laser and blows up Haymog.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, we can go to Fallop.
But although the void of Nero also sounds fun.
Is that a butthole? I'm just curious. Is the void of Nero his butthole? Or is that a Star Trek thing?
It's always.
I thought it was Robert De Niro's depression. I didn't know.
It's always
not
butts.
Always butts.
Great.
Not always butts. Sometimes.
Just sometimes. Sometimes butts.
I have people from my work that listen to this podcast, damn it. I'm going to have to edit that now. Golly.
I'm fine with, yeah, we can go to follow-up.
Follow-up.
Let's do it. Follow-up.
To follow-up.
Let's follow-up on follow-up.
Go down the falloppian tubes.
All right. No? Now, just like last time.
All right. And we're off. After a harrowing trip through Hyperlight, the ship enters normal space near Fallop, a wild, woolly, and untamed world at the edge of the system. Fallop is packed with dense forests, windy plains, and surly attitudes. It is home to oversized plants that know not how to stop growing, and oversized beasts that know not how to love.
Aww.
Fallop orbits a large star and has a near-constant growing season. Early attempts to colonize the planet failed when settlers were lost in the verdant wilds or were beset by terrible attacks from the loveless beasts. The most recent colony has fared better, allowing time for an agricultural research team to begin studying the planet's runaway growth.
Orbiting, Fallop,
announces Dante. Chen nods.
What is the status of the colony?
The intense solar flare activity has subsided, but magnetic field disruptions intermittently prevent scans.
The colony has been out of touch for days. Could be the flares. Could be the evil power master.
Communication with the colony should be possible. I have received no response yet.
We'll have to land to get answers. Dante, take us down.
The comms beep loudly, cutting Chen off mid-sentence. Dante's head pops open and extends an extra arm to punch a button and play the message. Fallop's largest moon, please send help. SOS, this is Research Group 32. We are stranded on Arbon. Fallop's largest moon, please send help.
Looping message originating from Arbon,
says Dante as he toggles off the comm. Isn't your cousin in...
That's right. Colin was sent from Lacus to follow up as part of Research Group 32. He gave me a gift before he left.
Free item. Draw data 148.
My favorite data.
Which, it has this really cute picture of Dante on there. Kind of looks like an android droid. See what I mean?
He's like, I am adorable.
You're a cute little Dalek. What if you're the secret Dalek? What if you're a secret Dalek this whole time?
What if the Dalek was the friends we made along the way?
Data card 148. So the free gift that was given to our fearless commander Chen was hyperthermal binoculars. This device can detect and display heat through dense material the human eye cannot see through, such as the dense, verdant growth on Fallop. Keep this challenge booster. It is giving us an eye challenge booster plus one, so we will be able to use that later on. Now, we have two options from here. We can either go help with that SOS on the moon, or we can go land on Fallop direct. What would the team like to do?
I say help with the SOS because that feels like more shenanigans will happen that way.
And you are a fan of shenanigans. So I
am
like...
a fan.
It's true.
I live my life going, what is the most shenanigans can I get into in this situation?
True.
Well,
that's why I drive with no pants on.
Ever.
If we don't go to this moon, because that's where my cousin's at, right? Allegedly. Alleged
correct.
Cousin.
But what if it's not a moon?
Well, based on my cousin's interactions with the man they call the doctor, anytime a distress signal is sent, he arrives.
All right.
Family reunions are going to be super weird if I don't do anything.
To the SOS we go.
The Lacunian code requires us to respond to official distress signals.
Agrees. But this could be a trap to lure us away from follow.
It won't hurt to take a closer look. Dante, put us in orbit.
Setting course now.
The ship arcs around Fallop towards its largest moon. A thick jungle covers most of Arbon. A few large rivers and a huge lake are visible from orbit,
but the rest is obscured by foliage.
Can we determine if that SOS is genuine?
Required challenge. Analyze the distress signal. Win, raise signal tracker by 1 and continue. Lose, raise EPM meter by 2, and another active character must try. So this is an eyeball challenge. Let's see who among us is good at eyeball thing.
I mean, I think I'm the only... Dallas, Alex, do you have 20/20 vision?
Well, you're the only one not wearing glasses.
I meant as our characters. Ironically, Cody, you and I actually are the two that have perception, and we have the little eyeball power booster from the binoculars that Commander Chen's cousin gave us. But you know, that too. Would you like to take this?
I will take the challenge.
We need a 4 or higher.
Okay.
But with the challenge booster, we only need a 3. And you're
plus 1.
And you have a plus 1. So we only need a 2 or higher.
So let me find my 20-sided die to really stack the odds in our favor.
All right, here we go. On your mark. Get set. We rolled a 2.
We barely skated by.
Hey, sometimes barely skating by, C's get degrees, you know?
Much like my relationship with the ACT.
Listen, toward the end of med school, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I would open my grades and look for a 7. And if I saw a 7, I was like, okay.
So we get to raise our signal tracker by 1, and we are continuing.
The SOS is genuine.
Flipto analyzes Dante's data.
Interesting. There is a background echo consistent with the evil Power Master signal.
So he may be here. We should land quickly and locate the research team. I really hope Colin is all right.
I'm sure he's fine. I think it makes much more sense to conduct an aerial search first. If you land on Arbonne, go to follow-up story card 6. If you search from orbit, go to story card 10.
Do we have the capacity to nuke it from orbit just to be sure?
I don't think we have that card yet.
No.
We haven't got the nuclear warhead card yet.
Yeah, no.
That was on Nero's anus, pretty sure. Is that what it was called? Nope, I was wrong. We made a butt joke and I just assumed that it was my bad.
A butt joke that I'm editing out for my...
I forgot because Alex always makes butt jokes. So
all the time. It's kind of disturbing.
If I pepper it through there, it's you can't catch them all.
Much like Uranus.
No, you can catch all that business.
It didn't even make sense.
The planet.
Okay, so do we want to land on Arbonne and actually go see if Colin and the research team are all right? Or do we want to search from the sky first?
Mm.
I vote land.
I feel like it's the most dangerous, so...
Let's do it.
Okay, all right.
I know there's probably creatures down here. There's a reason why this is like a recorded SOS and they're not doing it.
Yeah, but it's on a loop. It's not like they're still sending out like new messages to us. But hey, you know what?
But if you play the messages in reverse, does Pink Floyd start playing?
Yeah, the joke worked the first time.
Yeah. I mean,
it worked the first time.
Did it work the first time? That's the real question.
I think you even acknowledged it.
Dark side of the moon.
Dante pilots the ship to the southern hemisphere of Arbonne and descends near a large bare patch of ground, a dry lake bed.
Dallas.
Oh, my bad. I didn't have it up. I was enthralled.
I'm still sending you cards in between when we have an action. Goes to you, and then you read it when it's
you're
your
really
turn.
Into it. So I was like, here comes a thing. I didn't even look down. Okay, here we go.
Do you want me to start from scratch?
No, we're good.
Okay.
This is the obvious landing spot. It's wide, flat, and open.
They may have crashed in the surrounding jungle.
There's a strange crack down there.
Notes Dante, preparing to land.
It appears to be growing.
The atmosphere is thick, but breathable,
says Flipto, checking the gauges.
Tara exits the ship. Why is the ground all squishy?
Life sign detected.
Finally. Where?
Dante emits a loud beep.
All around us.
The ground shakes violently.
Back to the fizzlet now.
Required challenge. Reach the ship in time. Win, raise signal tracker by 1 and draw data 91. Lose, draw data 133. This is a universe-shaped challenge. Commander Chen, you're actually really good at this. You have a plus 1 there.
Due to my extensive history of line dancing, I'm real good at running and tiptoeing through the goo. Go for it.
We need a 4 or higher to win this challenge. We are now in the 5 range to win. Everyone ready?
Ready.
Here we go. We rolled a 3. Now, what we could do, again, we could use one of our other specialty cards, a magic potion that would actually lower the challenge level by 1, and that would actually make this a win. Do we want to use this?
Win.
Shall we use this?
This feels like when
gets us a win.
This feels like when Harry was saving the Felix Felicis. Like, I was hoping to use this whenever I was fighting Voldemort.
Should have been fighting Dumbledore.
Took a turn.
All right. So we'll use that potion. We won the challenge.
And it's even called a potion. I think it's meant to be. Yes.
All right.
Let's
so
do it.
We actually...
We won.
Instead of, oh, we rolled a 3, we rolled a 3!
Yay!
All right, on to data card 91. Oh, and we get to raise the signal tracker, which is so good. The jagged crack in the ground splits apart as the crew jumps inside the ship. Before the airlock even closes, the main thrusters fire. The ship rises into the air as an immense mouth opens beneath it. A wimb space worm. The giant worm rises with the fizzlet, and its mouth begins closing around the plucky little craft. Afterburners propel the ship through a gap in the worm's teeth. The fizzlet escapes and takes off into the distance. Go to follow-up story card number 9.
Good Oof. Thing that worm had bad oral hygiene. Otherwise, we would have been hosed.
Good thing that cavity was ship-shaped. We were able to fit out.
This is why, like, you all knew it was going to be trouble. We went anyways, and we got nothing out of it. So
we know there's a worm down there.
With our lives.
We're alive.
Great. We didn't know there was a worm before.
You've clearly never played Dungeons and Dragons. This is exactly how a campaign goes. All the time.
There's a worm down there, and there's one in my intestinal tract. So now we know where two
really
worms are.
You gotta stop licking your shoes after you walk the dog. I'm just saying.
How else am I supposed to get in them crevasses? The only way.
I
gotta visit the void of Nero somehow, if you know what I mean. All right, so we escape the wimb worm, and we are now heading elsewhere. With a swirl of dust, the ship lands on a sandbar in a bend of a raging river. The crew steps onto dark brown sand. The air is hot and steamy.
The distress signal is this direction,
says Dante, extending an arm toward the looming jungle. The vegetation is gigantic and dense.
We'll need a machete.
Free item. Draw data 88. So it's so nice of the jungle to just provide things.
Nature, what nature gives, nature can take away.
A vibro machete.
Spoilers.
A weapons locker inside the airlock contains a machete which vibrates electronically. It's a vibro machete. Demand for these things runs high on Lacus. Keep this challenge booster. Finish follow-up story card 9. So this gives us a strength bonus here.
We have a Jedi machete.
The machete makes quick work of the vegetation as Dante guides the crew toward the signal. Suddenly, predatory vines grab Flipto and Tara. What are the odds that there are vines again?
And this one too.
Come on, guys. We're better. Arriving. We're smarter than this.
Are we? Are we?
Encircling Tara's arms and flip those legs and pulling them both off the ground.
Help! Help!
Help me! Help! Help!
Chen leaps and slashes the vines around Flipto's legs. The Martian falls on his head. Tara lifts her vine-covered arms and bites through the vines to free herself. He drops to the ground. Dante beeps excitedly. Chen turns, expecting more sentient vines. Instead, a hairy beast, as part ape, part owl, crashes through the jungle. It opens its mouth and roars, then scratches the ground with massive claw. Required challenge. Defeat the owl ape.
What?
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Okay.
Tell us his shirt's already off.
Chen takes his shirt off. He's ready to go. Can we use the all oiled up card? Can we go ahead and use that one now?
The
wasn't
what
there a community episode about that?
The all oiled up.
So here's what's really exciting about the machete. It has the challenge booster, and it says plus with a question mark and plus with a question mark. And what this means is that we get to roll the dice twice and add those numbers together.
Yeah.
What?
And we get to keep this card. We don't discard it when we use it. We get to keep it. And Commander Chen, you already have a plus one. So not only are you a strong man who is leading our fearless party through the jungle, but now you get to use this machete and roll twice. Pretty great, huh?
Wow.
Chen, let's do this thing.
So we need 5 points here. We already have one through Commander Chen's natural strength. And we have our vibro machete to take on. Everyone ready? Here's our first roll.
We already have two.
Ready.
It is a 3 plus.
We've already got
please.
It.
Please, yeah. But we got. Don't spoil the tension, William. That's 4 right there. And now we get to roll again.
What's going
to
happen?
Here
what's
we go.
What's going to happen?
We rolled a 5.
Commander Chen, I doubted you for a moment. Now I am confident in your physical prowess. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your leadership.
Good at strength things, bad at reading, bad at ballet.
Ballet is more of grace than brawn. It is okay, Commander.
All right. So we get to raise
bad
the signal tractor
good.
By 1.
Good at strength.
Believe me, Commander.
The level
we are
of excess, the level of exasperation on Alex's face at times doing this is just lovely.
I was always told when I was growing up that I would take a joke and run with it and beat it until it was dead. Just drive it into the ground, keep beating that dead horse.
And then I met you all,
and I felt normal for just a split second.
How do you know where the line is if you don't go on the other side of it, though?
How
you don't
do you
know?
Still know if you're on the other
true
side of the
words
line?
Have never
you
been
just,
spoken.
We
Dallas
just keep
McKinney.
Going. We just keep trucking.
Right? Maybe there's two lines. We don't know.
I take my flamethrower and I see the line and I incinerate
it's
it.
It's amazing that
it
you
burn.
Brought up a flamethrower because what we just won in that challenge is a trank gun. Chen's cousin Colin steps out of the jungle
Ooh.
And fires a tranquilizer dart into the owl ape's neck. It falls and passes out. Colin tosses the gun to the crew and says,
"Follow me if you want to live."
A logo on the gun reads, "Earth's number one train." All right, so we get to keep this challenge booster, which is strength plus 1, and we are going to story card 8. The crew enters a small clearing in the jungle where the injured research crew has made a camp.
"We saw you land, cousin. It's good to see you." "What happened?" Wait, is this... This is going to be hard to go back and forth. "We were in the pod performing a biological survey of Arbon when the attack started,"
he says as he turns back to the wounded.
"It was horrible. Hundreds of missiles rose from the moon and raced towards Fallop. There was nothing we could do but try to escape."
"I take it you failed,"
says Flipto. Commander Chen shoots the Martian a stern look. Colin laughs.
"We're researchers, not crack pilots. Several missiles locked onto us, and here we are."
"You're lucky to be alive,"
Her smile fades as a horde of creatures crash into the clearing, led by a giant owl ape. Required challenge. Defeat the horde. Now, thankfully, we picked up the tranquilizer, which is a plus one, and we have the vibro machete, which is the roll twice. Now, Dante, fearless Dante, you are the only one who is still active. You have a minus one for strength, so I think the roll twice is our best bet.
I agree.
Okay, that was such a long pause to just say yes.
Well, I was analyzing my databanks to see when my pneumatic pistons were last replaced. I am too sad to say. They are factory issued.
Buddy, we gotta take care of that for you. Sure, we can get an upgrade.
Well, I'm sorry. I am usually good for navigation and quick quips.
You are. You are indeed. All right, here we go. Required challenge. We get two rolls here, and they need to add up to five.
I have tiny arms.
The first roll is a six. Minus one for your strength. That makes a five. We win the challenge.
What?
On the first roll.
Woo!
Nice.
That means that we get
to pick
up...
You knew that the robot was a murderous robot.
We get to pick up data card 94. The owl ape points at Colin and roars. In seconds, the crew and the wounded are surrounded by rooster constrictors, rhino hawks, and piranha parrot. Colin grabs a machete and protects the wounded while the crew begins firing blasters.
Kill that thing! It's the leader!
Required challenge. Kill the owl ape. Win, draw data 96. Lose, draw data 105. All right, all four of us have done a challenge this round, which means everyone is live again, and we still have our challenge booster to roll twice and plus one. Chen, you are the strongest. This is another strength challenge, and you are active again.
Let's do this thing.
All right, your first roll, Commander Chen. We need five or higher. You already have a plus one, and you get two rolls here. You rolled a six. That gives us seven.
Yeah.
We beat it in the first go.
Whoa.
Draw data 96. With strong with sharp beaks, teeth, and horns, and talons tearing at them, the crew concentrates fire on the owl ape. The enormous beast requires a half dozen hits to its midsection before finally succumbing. It falls with a thundering boom. After a few more hybrid beasts fall, the rest flee the clearing. You notice something on the owl ape's body that looks mechanical? You move in closer to inspect the carcass. Draw data 97. A universal translator. Along with lumpy bits of fruit and nuts, a partially digested lizard hand clutching a piece of tech spills from the owl ape's stomach. Keep this challenge booster and finish story card 8. This is a diplomacy booster, plus one.
Is Follow-Up cold? Did we, like, cut its stomach open to
warm? I don't think we need to, actually. You know?
As the internal temperature of a tauntaun.
We need to get you off this rock,
says Chen after the battle.
Everyone in the Fizzlet? But the capacity is insufficient.
There's also the matter... the small matter of the evil Power Master.
That I can help you with. We located his base.
Colin gives the information to the crew and bids farewell. He gives Chen a hug and says,
hope to see you soon, dear cousin.
With a wave to the crew, he disappears into the jungle.
I'm so glad he's not a full-time character. For Dallas' sake.
I'm not. I would love to have Colin on full-time.
I loved it.
For Dallas' vocal cords. I'm just happy
Screw
for Dallas.
Dallas' vocal cords.
maybe this is one of those instances where he goes home and he's around family and his native accent and it just kind of like rears up in him and Commander Chen slowly starts to get his Austrian accent back.
I mean, once you go to Lacoste, you're surrounded by many, many cultures. And, you know, Earth's Austria is just one of
thousands of accents even on Earth, you know? So, I mean,
at this point in Earth's history, we realize that Austria was actually ceded by an alien race.
Was it really?
And so their accent, yeah.
Was it the...
We don't know that for centuries until we get
I thought
to,
you were going to tell
know,
me that we've actually
timeline.
Been misnaming Austria and Australia, and we actually had it right the first time.
Let's put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Good day, mate.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. It was perfect the way it was. I beat the horse. It's good.
No, you can't. No.
Find the line and just keep going.
That's my ringtone for you now. That was forever.
But another shrimp on the bar.
It's really good, too.
It's in all of it.
Dante pilots the ship toward the location on Fallop's jungle moon, where they believe the evil Power Master built his base. As the ship approaches the location, they see no break in the thick jungle below.
Where is this base?
Scanning.
Suddenly, an alarm klaxon blares.
Multiple missiles launches detected.
Below the ship, four missiles rise into the air on thick columns of smoke.
Where did they come from?
The missile contrails seem to end at the tops of the trees.
There's a structure. It is hidden beneath very sophisticated holographic camouflage.
Worry about that later. Evasive action. Dante and Flipto push buttons, flip switches, and toggle levers in a frantic ballet as the ship twists and weaves around the missiles. Hera and Chen struggle to stay in their chairs and keep their lunches down. After the missiles pass them by, more alarms start beeping.
Missiles have locked on and are coming around!
If any active or inactive character has data card 42, the team may discard it automatically and win the challenge. Required challenge, destroy the missiles. All right, this is a piloting navigation challenge. Let's see who's the best at that.
It is me.
Yes, it is, buddy.
Ready? I was made for this.
Okay. We need a 4 or higher because you have a +1 here. And this, we need a 5. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Dante, do your worst. Best. Worst. We rolled.
Hold on to your butts.
A 4. We succeeded.
Hooray! Yeah. We succeeded in evading missiles, and we succeeded in another butt joke. Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
I want to remind the audience here that we have a doctor, a two teachers at this point, who are training the youth of the future, and a salesperson who works with Fortune 100 companies here, and we are bragging about a butt joke and recording it for posterity. And honestly, I love every second of it.
The moment that you said
posteriority.
The moment that you said I'm going to go back and edit that butt joke out, I don't think you realize what clicked in the rest of us. We keep referencing it so that it's harder to stay. And harder, yes. And harder to edit it out.
Why are you being so anal about this, Alex?
I can't even be mad at that.
Bravo, sir. That was good.
All right. So we evaded the missiles. We get data card number 104, and it says data fine. The crew destroys the missiles, but an explosion forces them to land. Upon their descent, a Delta wing launches from the base. The base is empty, but the servers contain valuable data. Turn over the disk and raise the signal tracker the amount shown. If any character has one or more of the following data, raise tracker the additional amount shown. We have won the planet.
Yes!
Someone has escaped the base in our evasive maneuvers. But we have one. So the disc for, oh my gosh, the disc for follow-up is 8. We just got an extra 8 points on the signal tracker. Now we need to see if anyone has 97, S starter card 7, or 54. Let me look.
I bet 8 is good. I bet that's a good number. Probably.
Feels good.
We did find the universal translator, which is data card 97. That gives us an additional 2 points.
Whoa!
Yay!
So, I thought this was probably going to be one of our longest series. But gentlemen, what we've done tonight is we have gone...
Did we just win?
No. Okay. That would be crazy. But so there are 25 points on the signal or 25 steps on the signal tracker to find the evil power master, right? We started tonight at level 6, and we are at level 19 right now.
What?
Daggone.
Guys, I can't believe it. We've moved up 13 levels on the signal tracker.
Wow.
Now, the evil power master meter is at 8 currently. It is at 8. And what this means is at being at such a high signal tracker level, we now need 6 every time to win our challenges. So, hook or by crook, we need to win. We're starting very early, very strong. How's everyone feeling?
Feeling great.
Right? Like a champ. Me and Colin really gave me a morale boost.
It was so nice to meet your family, Commander Jen.
He did. He seemed like a real gem. You know, I
worried about which cousin it was going to be.
I'm sorry we had to terminate the relationship so early.
And so the next time we play, we have quite a few really fun options in front of us. But with that, I think it's time for us to settle up at the bar.
I'm so excited.
I'll take care of tonight's check. If it is first time stumbling in, we hope you like what you heard. And we really love if you followed us and got caught up on last season's Choose Your Own Adventure and the last episode of Choose Your Own Adventure. You can follow us on Twitter. We're still not calling it X because we're not weirdos. You can follow us on our Facebook group. Come join our Facebook group called The Pub. We have lots of fun conversation over there. We have an Instagram. One other thing that we love to ask is that if you want to help us produce the show, consider becoming a patron on patreon.com/doctor and lawyer. Words are very hard. patreon.com/doctor and lawyer. It's in the show notes. But with that, I am Tara.
I am Dante.
I'm Chin.
And I'm the butt of many jokes.
And I'm Colin.
And we'll see you all next time when we face off with the evil power master.
All right, I'll be right there.
And grab the movie. Go, 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 go.
Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my friend.
You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
I need one snapped in two, which was sad.